with WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Kalamazoo Township voters will decide next Tuesday whether to approve a nearly $10 million bond issue to fix the township's battered roads. Township officials say road upgrades and repairs are badly needed. When the County Road Commission surveyed Kalamazoo Township's roads, trustee Pamela Brown Goodacre went along for the ride. She says it was a bumpy one.
People understand our roads have to be fixed, and they understand that there's no free lunch. We have to pay to have them fixed.
Only about a quarter of K Township's roads are in good shape. A number are in fair condition, which means they're okay now, but need preventive work or they'll eventually fall apart. And a little more than 40% have already deteriorated into poor condition.
It's much less expensive to keep a road in good shape to the tune of maybe $2,000 or $3,000 per mile versus a road that's fully deteriorated, which is over $400,000 per mile to reconstruct.
Supervisor Ron Reed says that gives the township a financial incentive to fix the roads now. A May ballot proposal to raise road funds statewide would not help. That's because virtually none of that money would go toward township roads. But Reed says that if the bonding proposal goes through,
we would have a very high percentage of good roads, and there will still be a mix of some fair roads in there, but we will not have any poor roads when we get all done.
If the proposal is approved, property owners in Kalamazoo Township would pay the debt back over a decade at an expected average rate of 2.5 mils per year. If it fails, Reed says he's not sure what will happen next, but he says in his personal opinion, special assessment districts might be the next best option. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.